the VOA News Bureau. I'm Carol Bowman. There are more than 920,000 deaths from COVID-19 globally, with more than 28.7 million infections. The United States has the highest number of deaths, followed by Brazil. India, which ranks third in global deaths and second in infections, has registered a single-day spike of 94,372 new confirmed coronavirus cases, driving the country's overall tally to 4.75 million. The health ministry said Sunday, the health ministry reported Sunday more than 1,100 deaths within a 24-hour period, taking total fatalities up to more than 78,000. The ministry is seeing a high rate of recovery, though, which it attributed to aggressive testing and prompt surveillance. But experts say India needs to test more due to its huge population. It's climbed to the second worst hit country behind the United States and is now testing more than 1 million people a day. France has reported a record daily increase in coronavirus cases as well, as the country struggles to contain a fresh surge in infections. On Saturday, health authorities said there were 10,561 new cases, rising by more than 1,000 from Friday's figures. The numbers of people admitted to hospital and intensive care are also increasing. A group of doctors have urged people to avoid private gatherings amid the fresh outbreak. France is one of several European countries to see a surge in new cases as authorities across the continent ease stringent lockdowns imposed in March to tackle the outbreak. New cases began to creep up in June and jumped significantly last month. And coronavirus infections in the American states of North and South Dakota are growing faster than anywhere else in the nation, fueling impassioned debates over masks and personal freedoms. This is VOA News. A deal establishing relations between Israel and Bahrain will result in direct flights between the countries, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday. There will be a brisk and direct air traffic between the two countries, he said in remarks to the Israeli cabinet, a transcript of which was issued by his office. Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar said Sunday that the return of the seismic research vessel Aruk Reis to near the country's southern shores does not mean Ankara has given up on its right in the eastern Mediterranean. Speaking to a state-owned news agency, Akar said the ship's return was part of its scheduled operations. The ship returned to waters near the southern province of Antalya on Sunday, a move Greece said was a positive first step in easing tensions over offshore natural resources. Thai authorities have summoned the heads of universities to tell them to stop students demanding reform of the monarchy, warning that such calls could lead to violence, a member of the military-appointed Senate said on Sunday. Thailand has faced near-daily protests since mid-July, calling for the departure of Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha, a former junta leader, and for a new constitution and election. Some groups have also listed 10 demands to curb the powers of the king and the royal palace, breaking a long-standing taboo in the Southeast Asian country. Peace talks between the Taliban and Afghan government negotiators get down to business Sunday with the search for a lasting ceasefire, one of many key issues up for discussion. An opening ceremony in the Qatari capital Doha Saturday saw the Afghan government and allies, including the U.S., call for a ceasefire. But the Taliban, who have fought a guerrilla campaign against both since they were forced from power in 2001, did not mention a truce as they came to the negotiating table. Nearly two decades since the U.S.-led invasion that toppled the Taliban, the war still kills dozens of people daily, and the country's economy has been shattered. The Los Angeles Lakers are going to the conference finals for the first time in a decade, ending the longest drought in franchise history. LeBron James is going there for the first time since 2018. For him, that also qualifies an ending. That also qualifies as ending a drought. James scored 29 points, and the Lakers wrapped up their first trip to the Western Conference Finals since 2010 by topping the Houston Rockets 119-96 on Saturday night in Game 5 at Walt Disney World. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.